giant strawberry, the tower and Perry, and a two-ton ball of string.
It is one of the best remaining examples of roadside architecture in Wyoming, yet people today know very little about its origins. To unveil the mystery of the teepee, I made it a point during my three-month survey to ask everyone, what do you know about that teepee in Egbert? And one day, I took a chance and drove up to ask the owner himself.
Yeah, my name is Lawrence Anaya. I saw this teepee back in 1979. I used to work in Pines Bluff, the potato factory. And like everybody else, we always used to say, I wonder what's in that teepee or what's it like and stuff. So, and then one day, my girlfriend says, you know what? My boss said there's a teepee for sale. And the minute I saw it, I took advantage and bought it. Now I'm the proud owner of the teepee at 1091 County Road 154.
During the 10 years Anaya has owned the teepee, he's followed in the footsteps of the couple who previously owned it.
And they used to take pretty good care of it. You know, that man kept it pretty nice when he owned it. I'd like to do the same with it. So I've been working on it, and we got in here. We cleaned it all up, painted her, fixed the outside of it, planted trees around it.
Anaya has been an excellent steward of the teepee with the help of his nearest neighbor, Al Kane.
I met Uncle Al, how long has it been now, Uncle Al? 10 years or better?
Probably.
Uncle Al knew the previous owners of the teepee. Did he know anything about its past?
It was moved up here. It used to be on Old 30 on Lincoln Highway. I don't know if it really had a name.
As far as I know, it was a bar back in 1960. 65, 70, as far as I know. Later on, I heard they turned it into a gift store.
I finally found some answers on a black and white postcard advertising a teepee-shaped souvenir shop and bar called The War Whoop in Egbert. The War Whoop. At least we've now got the name. But it is surprising that's all we know about a building that has been drawing the attention of travelers for more than half a century. Did Anaya ever think about opening it back up as a tourist shop? He says his sister thinks it may be a good idea.
Well, she told me how to make a tourist place out of it, a tourist trap out of it, and get people to come in and tour it and stuff like that. There's a lot of people come through tours and stuff, you know, and they ask me if they can take pictures. I'm sure, you know, go right ahead, you know. Very few of them that I brought inside, but I let them take all the photos they like outside.
But the best part of living in the teepee is that it's...
peaceful living.
Yes. No neighbors.
Yeah.
I'm going to have to move Uncle Al about another mile a little farther, I guess, pretty soon.
Anaya believes in preservation. He operates a classic car restoration shop across from the teepee, but he's also juggling health concerns with his desire to keep it in top-notch condition.
It might be greed or it might be appreciation that you have it and you don't really want to let it go, but if I do sell it, I'd like maybe somebody in the family first choice.
The preservation of teepee structures like the War Whoop is controversial. Some preservationists ask, how do we honor the architectural history of American travel without promoting stereotypical attitudes toward Native Americans? But there's a hope that buildings like these can be used for education and at the same time still catch the eye of motorists along I-80 day after day. For Wyoming Public Radio, I'm Erin Dorbin.